This is Miss Strachan, and I'm going to do this podcast about how to explode the extract for A Christmas Carol. The reason I'm going to separate the explode the extract question into A Christmas Carol and Blood Brothers stroke Lord of the Flies stroke and Inspector's Calls is because for A Christmas Carol you do have to include context. So, the essay should start with an introduction, and in the introduction I'd like you to explain what A Christmas Carol is about briefly, link it to the question and give an overview of what you think the meaning is. I'd also like you to say where the extract, so that's the small piece of text that you've been given in the exam, where the extract is from in A Christmas Carol. So you know that with A Christmas Carol, there are five staves. Stave one is the introduction of Scrooge and Marley's ghost. Stave two is the ghost of Christmas past. Stave three is the ghost of Christmas present. Stave four is the ghost of Christmas future. And stave five is where we see Scrooge's change. So if you can identify where the extract is from in A Christmas Carol, then that is going to make a massive difference, and it will help to show that you understand the structure of the novel straight away, and that will be a bonus point for the examiner. Then, in the main section of your essay, which you can split into paragraphs, what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to start with the extract, and I'd like you to explore the quotes, what the quotes mean, how the quotes link to terminology, and I'd like you to explain the effect and maybe zoom in on some words from the extract. So if you start at the top of the extract and do a couple of quotes from there, and then I'd like you to explode that out. And what I mean by that is I'd like you to explode out, and I'd like you to link back to somewhere else in the novel, A Christmas Carol, and I'd like you to analyse how another event in the rest of the novel links to the beginning of the extract that you've just talked about. Once you've done that and you've analysed that example, so if you can remember quotes, even better. If you can't, you can talk about the moment, so you can talk about what actually happens. And then I'd like you to again explode it out and link it to context. Now you can do that in any order within your paragraph. So the context can come first, the whole novel can come first, and then the extract. But what I do want you to make sure is that within that first section from the top of the extract that you do include extract, whole novel, and context. That's what I mean by exploding the extract. So you deal with the extract and the whole novel at the same time. Then I'm going to ask you to do the same thing again, but I want you to go to the middle of the extract, and I want you to choose a couple of really well selected quotes which link to the language or the structure, which you can again explain meaning of, zoom in on words, focus on the effect, see what alternative opinions you think, and then I want you to do the same thing again where you explode the extract and you make links to somewhere else in the novel and you link to the context as well. So you can have, so by now you have two pieces of context, you have two examples from across the whole text, and you should have roughly four quotes. You might have more quotes depending on how much you can write in the essay time, which is about 45 minutes. Then I want you to go and I want you to repeat the same process, and I want you to do that for the end of the extract. So I want you to try and select a couple of quotations from the end of the extract. I want you to explore those. I want you to analyse the language. I want you to zoom in on the words and explain the effect of them, and I want you to link them to the whole text. As well as linking to the whole text, I'd like you to see if you can include a piece of context and then the link to the question. the final part of the extract. So you've covered the top, the middle and the bottom of the extract. Now you don't have to do it chronologically and in order. You can move around the extract, but I want you to be very careful if you do that, that you make sure that you've covered something from each part of the extract, that you haven't just focused in on the top or focused in on the middle or focused in on the end, okay? Because the examiner is looking to see that you can understand anything that changes. So tone is going to be important. The structure is going to be important. Where things are said, what happens in the extract, and how that links to the question that you've been given. Then I'd like you to do a conclusion, and in the conclusion you don't have to add any new information, just do a couple of sentences to summarise how you have answered the question and what you think is important. So that's all you do in your conclusion. Now when you're linking to context for A Christmas Carol, there's loads of information that you can talk about. For example, Charles Dickens was inspired by his own father being put into debtor's prison, and this meant that he as a child had to go out and work, so he understood the negativity around children not getting an education and being put to work too young, and that can link to the Cratchit family obviously. Then there was also the use of debtors' prisons and workhouses for the poor, and Dickens saw the unfairness in this and he wanted to make a stand, and he wanted to emphasise that just because you were poor or just because you didn't have any money, that didn't mean that you should be condemned to a life in a workhouse or in a debtors' prison, because that was incredibly unfair. And once people got into that type of situation, they very rarely had any way of getting out of it. Then we also have Christmas, the religion. A Christmas Carol is the celebration of a religious festival, so it would be important to mention that. We see how important religion is when Bob Cratchit toasts Scrooge, the founder of the feast, when Tiny Tim, God bless them all, he talks about his own illness and the fact that he's crippled and that he wishes other people at church remember how lucky they are that they have good health and good, and he wishes them good cheer. We see Fred embracing Christmas as a celebration of family, even though Scrooge isn't particularly nice to him. He continually comes and tries to get him to celebrate with him. So the fact that religion was very important at the time is a really good contextual link as well. We also have the way that the wealthy people treated poor people. So there were laws which stopped people from voting, particular sections of the community. It was the time of the Industrial Revolution, and there was an increased amount of people coming into large cities like London, and this meant that employers like Scrooge would have options of who they employed, so they would be able to pay them less because there was more people looking for work. We have children's employment, with Martha having to go out to support the work, to support the family, showing us that children in Victorian times did also have to work. We have the small availability of food for poorer families, so they had to struggle to feed their families. And we have the lack of a welfare state. There was nobody helping to pay for healthcare for Tiny Tim. Therefore, he wasn't getting the medical attention that he would have needed. And he was also not getting the nourishment that he needed due to the fact that he didn't have enough food to eat. So all in all, there are lots of good contextual pieces of evidence that you could embed within your essay on A Christmas Carol. And that's what I'd like you to do when you explode the extract. I'd like you to make sure you link to the extract, quote from the extract, analyse the language from the extract, link to the main novel from your memory, explain and analyse how the question links to the main novel, and then explore the context. Why did Dickens write it? What was he trying to say? Remember, A Christmas Carol is an allegorical novel, which means that it was written for a political purpose, and obviously the political purpose that Dickens had in mind was to highlight the inequality in society in Victorian times. And this inequality is to do with the way that the rich and poor were so divided, and the way that the rich people would treat poor people if they were allowed to get away with it. I hope this has been helpful, and I hope that helps you to structure your A Christmas Carol essay.